The World Congress of Catholic Television drew to a close today in the Spanish capital, Madrid. 250 participants from 50 nations gathered for 3 days to discuss the rapid development of technology in the area of the media, which was the theme of the late Jean Paul II's 2005 Apostolic Letter to Catholic Communicators. Professor of Communications at Santa Clara University in California, Jesuit Father Paul Sukup, presided over a Congressional Working Group on Technology in Madrid. He tells us how the Catholic Church provides the model for students of communication.
The church that we see as early as the Second Vatican Council, the choice of the terminology at social communication, not simply mass communication, not just communication, but social communication, which always implies the person. In some ways, communication study may have taken a wrong turn early on in the 1940s and 1950s by focusing on the technologies alone. That's where those terminologies like a sender and a receiver and ways of measuring a signal came in. And then we tried to force the personal model into that rather than seeing the technologies as something that extends the personal. The church, I think, has always had it right. Communication is always social communication. It involves the person, but not the person alone. It involves the community. It is God who calls us personally. It is in the person of Jesus Christ that we are made a community, and it is that relationship with the living God that sustains us. And so the person always has to have that kind of centrality in the church communication because we proclaim Jesus, and that constitutes all of communication. It's the rationale for communication, it's the model for communication.